Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
God is a good God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Something good is going to happen to you today. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Amen.
There's a man told me his when Brother Roberts would come on television, he would say that something good is going to happen to you today because God is a good God.
Yes,
and he said his 90-year-old mother was watching on television, and he came on and said, something good is going to happen to you today. And she was walking, she still had on her robe, and she was walking across the room, and she said, well, let her happen, Sonny. Well, yeah. Let it happen.
Yes,
glory.
Let it happen.
Just let her happen.
Yes, sir.
Praise
yes,
God.
Sir.
He is a good God.
Yeah.
And the devil is a bad devil. Yeah. Now, that's what he would say. Mm. He would say, God is a good God, and the devil is a bad devil. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said there's no truth in him. He's a liar from the beginning.
Yeah.
All right. Now, John chapter 10.
That's good.
I call this the dividing line. Praise God. I'll tell you, sometime you can get that hot lemon water just right. Carol, you done good, girl. This is good. It's really good. John chapter 10. Now you see the absolute dividing. Let's back up here. Verse 9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief, now pay very careful attention to the order in which Jesus said this. He didn't say he came to kill. He didn't say he came to destroy. He's a thief first. He doesn't own anything. He has to steal it.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that he's after to steal, Jesus said it. He comes to steal the word.
Yes.
Well, he doesn't heal anybody.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't bless anybody.
Mm-hmm.
The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The Amplified says, until it overflows.
Amen.
Life.
Amen.
Everything that has to do with life. Spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, everything. Everything. The devil comes to steal. If he can steal the word, then he can get over into the killing area. Then he can destroy. In Malachi, he is called the destroyer. He'll destroy everything he can. That's what he does. Now, I am the good shepherd,
yes,
and the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's now you ought to be shouting
yes,
about
amen.
That. I mean,
amen.
He is the good
amen.
Shepherd.
Thank God.
Glory to God. Verse 14, I'm the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. Yes, glory to God. I am a sheep of His pasture.
Yes, sir.
And
yes.
Now we come down. The 145th Psalm is my favorite. He is good to all. That's my favorite. And my next favorite is, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Oh, He makes me lie down in green.
Leads
yes.
me.
Leads me.
Besides still water.
Yeah. He doesn't drive me. You drive cattle.
That's
you lead sheep.
And He does that by the Holy Spirit.
Yes, He does.
He's our guide.
Yeah.
And then what's next? The 91st Psalm. Glory
yes.
to God. The Amen. Well, anyway. Now, God has never, ever created anything bad.
True.
Amen? Let's go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verse 9. Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirs up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations, and they shall speak and say unto thee, Art thou also become weak as we are? Art thou become like unto us? Your pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of your vials, the worm is spread under thee, the worms cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? That also is translated day star. Mm-hmm. What is Jesus called? The bright and morning star. Professor, I'm completely convinced. Now, when you go to the book of Revelation, we won't turn there right now, but signified by his angel, I am completely convinced in the beginning Lucifer was Jesus' personal angel.
Don't doubt that a bit.
Because of the similarity of their names.
Mm-hmm. He was the angel that covereth.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the most beautiful of all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for thou hast said in thine heart. Now, listen to this. And on television and radio, listen very, very, very carefully what he said. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble and did shake kingdoms? That made the world as a wilderness?
Mm-hmm.
He was here.
Mm-hmm.
Made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof.
Mm-hmm.
Now remember, an untold amount of time between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2. You destroyed the cities thereof that opened not the house of his prisoners. All the kings of the nations, even all of them lie in glory, everyone in his own house. But thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch, as the raiment of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword, that go down to the stones of the pit as a carcass trodden underfoot. Now, if we study all of this out, Ezekiel 28, 1 through 10, Ezekiel 28, 11 through 19, and all of this together, he was perfect in the day that he was created. He is a created being.
Mm-hmm.
Now, quickly, don't turn to it. I'll just read it. I can quote it to you, but well, it wouldn't hurt you to turn to it. Turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6.
Mm-hmm.
All of this is laid out. And you can see it. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. This is the 12th verse, Ephesians 6:12. Against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world and against spiritual wickedness or spiritual wicked spirits in the heavenlies. We could go to the book of Daniel and see this as Daniel was fasting.
Yeah, the prince of the power of the air resisted.
Yes. And Gabriel couldn't get through to him because he was resisted. Mm-hmm. He had to call on Michael, the archangel of war, to come help him fight this thing. They didn't have the name of Jesus. They couldn't do that. But God didn't create any of it like this. It was all good. Lucifer was good. The reason he has no redemption, he had no tempter. He was created perfect until iniquity was found in him. He created it. He's the father of the lie. Mm-hmm. Now, wicked spirits in the heavenlies, Gabriel said, the spirit of Persia, which is Iran, the spirit of Persia, these are spirits that attack governments. They attack on the highest levels. Rulers of the darkness of this world, those are the ones that possess people in the world. These are high-ranking devils. Where did they come from? When God said, replenish the earth, He meant it.
That previous race.
There was a race of people here. They are the so-called Neanderthal man. There wasn't any link. They had to be flooded out. It says right there, He destroyed the nations. I'll exalt him, but he was here. And those people that followed the devil followed him all the way through. They were not on the level of Adam. That's obvious.
Created an image.
Yeah. Not in the image.
Yeah, with the breath of God in them.
Now, what does this have to do with your salvation? Nothing. But the reason you want to point this out is the devil is a defeated foe.
Yes. Yes.
He doesn't have any power. And Jesus had to go through all of this to get all of that back. Mm-hmm. And it had to be done. Mm-hmm. And it had to be done by covenant. Now say, Brother Copeland, what about hell? Well, what about it? Let's go look in the book of Matthew, the 25th verse. Matthew 25:41. Verse 40, and the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it to the one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. And then he shall say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. God prepared that. Well, hell is a jail. Mm-hmm. Jails are good. I mean, that's the way you get bad actors off the street so that they don't continue to do the bad that they do.
Right.
So a jail is good. It was not prepared for human beings. It never was prepared for human beings.
That makes sense when Jesus tells the disciples in John in the last instructions in that covenant meal. He said, where I'm going, you can't go. You're not supposed to go there.
You're not supposed to go there.
Oh, wow.
People are not supposed to be in there.
Mm.
Yeah, sure.
And he took captivity captive.
Yes. Wow. Now, the upper region, See, heaven had been polluted by Adam's fall. And if you study the book of Hebrews, even the heavenly utensils of worship had to be cleansed.
That's right.
And the only thing that could cleanse it was the precious blood of Jesus. All of His blood is there. Not just a drop or two of it. It is all in the heavenly mercy seat. Mm. It is there. And that blood cries out for you and me.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. In intercession and so forth. But this is so important to see that, God's never created anything that was bad. The devil, Lucifer, the morning star, was bright and gorgeous. And he was, but his beauty got to him. And he was the angel of music.
Yes.
Isn't that something? How does the devil use music? But Dr. Phil Driscoll pointed out to me, he would. He's all strings and drums.
True.
No trumpets. God reserved the trumpet for Himself for the last day. He will blow it.
Amen.
Amen.
What do you think, Steve? Yeah, amen. But all of us, man, and Steve Ingram is one of the most accomplished piano players I've ever known in my life. And we had a lot of good times recording together and all that. But he used all of those instruments. But God saved that trumpet for Himself, brother. Amen.
Amen.
So it's so important to realize.
All of these things are connected. As you were speaking, it just dawned on me that Jesus' blood crying out from the mercy seat now for us. He's the son of Adam. He's the second Adam.
Yes.
Son of man. Abel's blood. The father said, I hear the blood of Abel crying out to me.
Yes.
Adam's son. Now Adam's son is there. And that blood is still interceding for me. And that's good.
Hey, that's good. That's good.
Hallelujah.
And I cry. I mean, I didn't know, of course, I didn't know these kind of things during World War II. I mean, I was just a young boy. But I really do like the military.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord opened my eyes once to see the spirit world in a huge battle. And the spiritual side of it is just complete chaos. You've got devils and just doing everything that they can, and angels involved in it, and you've got spirits all of a sudden leaving men, some going this way, some going that way. And then I began to realize, oh my God, how important it is to be in intercession and supplication for the military and for the police and for the first responders. This is all very, it's the same thing. It's all part of the same war. 9/11 was an attack on this country by some very deceived people.
The war's happening here. Satan, Lucifer was cast out like lightning. I mean, it's that fast in heaven.
Yes.
Boom, he's gone. Because it can't be with a holy God. The war all happens here. You've been in a war since the day you were born. Maybe not aware of it. There's no Switzerland in this.
That's right.
You know, you're part of it. And this explains Daniel Persia, Iran, all the things that are happening now. People seeing, you know, it's on the news every day, UFOs. No, I think we're getting a glimpse of some spiritual things. Yes. See, the angels largely weren't here in Daniel's
day. That's right. No, they were not.
So he had, to come and go. Here. Yes.
Jacob's ladder is the picture of the situation at that time, because the devil was absolutely the god of this world. He had Adam's authority. So they had to come and go.
Right.
But what happened on the day of Pentecost?
Yes, Lord.
That's what made the noise as a rushing mighty wind. All of these angels came back into this atmosphere at one time. You would have heard it on, you would have heard it all over the earth, I'm convinced.
Yes. We've stood out in West Texas and Oklahoma, and that front comes in, and that gust of wind of that frontal boundary as a front is moving across the plains, you sense it. There's a temperature change. There's a, everything changes. And that's exactly what happened in Acts chapter 2. They all knew about it. That's why it mentions it, the rushing mighty wind. Cloven tongues of fire came upon them. The God came back into the planet.
Yes, he
big
did.
Time.
Big time.
And now all in of, all of us.
How many angels are there? They're innumerable.
Mm-hmm.
There are innumerable. You can't number them. You can't count them. And there are angels that belong in the earth. Other, how else then could you entertain an angel unaware? Because they belong here. They're here now. This room is full of them.
Yes.
I know of one.
Yes.
Mine.
Two.
Two.
Two. Three.
Yeah. And I have the very great privilege. A man, a number of years ago, he was a Baptist man, and I was preaching in Dad Sutton's church in Beaumont. And he had been coming every service, morning and night, and we're out of time. But anyway, he left mad, and then he came back, and his jaw dropped like that. And then he said, "May I see you after service?" I said, "Yeah," because I wondered what happened to him. He said, "There's an angel. I saw him." He said, "He just stuck to you." And he says, "You just kind of stop a little bit, and he'd whisper something, you just go wild." And he said, "He kind of looked like Mr. Clean." Great big fella. We're out of time. Come on, Jeremy, help us here, boy.
Thank you, Papa. You know, God overcame darkness with his goodness, which means it's no longer a battle. God won. Goodness won. And as his child, you have the assurance that his goodness has already defeated the devil in your life as well.
The laws of the Spirit govern the whole earth. But what are those laws? In Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Releasing God's Love in You, he explains what the laws of the Spirit are and how they affect your daily life. Understand the character of God as your Savior and Father. Learn how releasing the love of God that's in you activates His Word and power into your life so you can love and believe on purpose and see the blessing that God has for you. When you sow the love of God into what you're believing for, you'll see the harvest of His promises come back to you more than you could ask or think. Fill your spirit with the right words so you know what to do and say when challenges arise, and watch God's love turn your situation around. Stop strife and unforgiveness with the love of God and take back freedom and peace for you and those around you.
Request your free copy of Releasing God's Love in You, available on MP3 disc by Kenneth Copeland. Choose to live in God's love and see how everything lines up with His promises for your life and those around you. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Releasing God's Love in You. This is an audio series by Kenneth Copeland, and it's free to you from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Now, you might be thinking, how do I release God's love? Well, Brother Copeland teaches you about the law of God's love and what activates it. He takes you step by step through the process of releasing the love of God that resides big in you. And you're going to learn what it means to practice loving on purpose, where you choose to express God's love to others, and you do it deliberately, on purpose, and it'll bless you, it'll bless those around you, and help develop the love of God in you even further. Love, faith, joy, and hope, these become the building blocks for your future. So to get your free copy of Releasing the Love of God in You on MP3 or as a digital download, go to kcm.org. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a prayer line that you can call. They have prayer ministers on staff who are licensed and trained in the Word of God. So if you need prayer, call their prayer line and have someone stand with you in faith on the Word of God. And this is important. You take the scriptures that they pray over you, write them down. You meditate on them. You declare them. You make them your confession, and you believe God's Word and let the truth of His Word change your heart. And then what begins to happen is courage starts to rise up on the inside of you. Listen to me. Don't believe the lie. Draw near to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. It's not over until you and God win. KCM has prayer ministers in all of their offices around the world. To contact the one nearest you, go to kcm.org and check their hours of operation. Then tomorrow, join Brother Copeland and Professor Greg Stevens and learn from the scriptures that God is always and only 100% good. You don't want to miss this. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a free copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, go to kcm.org/victory offer. You can request it on DVD, CD, or download it to your computer or mobile device. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
This August 2nd through the 7th, Kenneth Copeland Ministries will be at the Fort Worth Convention Center for our annual Southwest Believers Convention. Join us all week for some powerful and anointed teaching from the Word of God. Come be a part. August 2nd through the 7th, where the West begins and faith never stops. Register today at kcm.org/events.
Welcome to kcm.org, your study center for victory. Watch the BVOV broadcasts on demand. Search by topic or speaker and study along with the detailed daily broadcast notes. Or download the podcast version to listen on the go. Total immersion in the Word of God at home, in the car, at the gym, or in the waiting room. Find a schedule of KCM events and watch on demand. Search by date, speaker, or keyword for hours of inspiring truth from the Bible. KCM.org meets you where you are.